You can be as beautiful as you want. All I know is I'm ugly and I'm going to stay that way.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Hello, this is Madge Weinstein, and you're listening to Eat This Hot Show with new positivist inflection. My co-hosts, as per usual, are Auntie Vera. Hi, Auntie Vera. How are you?
Fuck off, girdle. Get fucked.
Yeah. And she's at VeraSpeaks.com.
Well, thank you.
And we also have Wanda Wisdom of WandaWisdom.com. How are you, Wanda, today?
Well, hey there, hi there, and hello there, ladies!
Girl, this is a mess.
Do you want to know why I did that?
To blow out your Skype?
No, but I have a reason, so I can share it whenever you're done introducing the show.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Well, I went to see Lady Gaga, your favorite, last night. And I'm sorry, but I stand by everything I said on my previous our previous discussion about this. This woman is genius. Anyway, she has this habit now of ending every statement in a scream. And so I've decided to copy and mimic her.
In a scream, did you say?
In a scream. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that is genius.
Hello there.
So... First, we're going to talk about the first topic of the day, which is...
My God, you got topics?
I was going to say, you don't got no topics.
Which is the why I still have eye boogers right now.
Oh.
I still have eye boogers right now. Thoughts?
Well, I only got up a half an hour ago, so my voice isn't even kicked in. I can't see at all.
Oh.
Would like to talk about getting old because it's terrible because I can't see either. I always thought that you just need glasses when you get old to see things that are close. But no, even with the, you just can't see fucking anything.
No, you can't.
Have you thought maybe you've got cataracts?
No, I don't got no goddamn, although they do run in the family. I guess I should check. But no, I just can't fucking see. You'll see one turd when you get older. You think you're not going to be blind, but because, you know, you see old people and they have to hold things far away, like is what I have to do is. But the thing is, you just don't fucking see. Even with your glasses on, even with the goddamn thing far away or close up, you can't fucking see anything. That's why Steve Jobs made this gigantic iPhone. This iPad, because old people can't fucking see, even the people that aren't blind. It sucks ass. You lose pixels.
When you go to the library, do you get the books with the large print?
No, they're not big enough. I have to use books on tape.
I have a section on my show called The Ravages of Age, where I talk about the little annoying, unbelievably annoying things that happen simply by virtue of getting older. And eyesight's definitely one of them. Wait till hearing kicks in. You know, as hearing starts. What?
What happens with hearing? Because that's a gradual process.
Yes, it's gradual, but pretty soon you'll find yourself. The way I first noticed it is that if we were out in a really, really noisy situation, at a really loud restaurant or even a bar or something, and people were talking to one another, and they were seeming to hear each other, and I was missing like every third or fourth word.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. There's nothing wrong with my hearing. It's just that my eardrums are old, and they don't work like they used to.
Well, now
did you go to a hearing doctor to test it?
I was
going to
say they do make products that you can actually these days put in your ear, and you can't even see it.
I don't have that kind of hearing loss.
I will mention that I have a friend who shall remain nameless. And whenever Jenny and I and some other people are in a social situation, like what you're talking about, she's always saying, what, and it drives me fucking crazy. And I keep telling her, Jenny, and plus, she falls about every 3 days. So I'm like, okay.
Is she 82? And is her name Zsa Zsa Gabor?
She's about my age, in her 60s.
It sounds like an inner ear problem.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling her. She's like, oh, I went to the doctor. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, several years ago.
Does she
drink? No.
So she's not a drunk?
Definitely not a drunk, no. Not even close. But so I keep telling her, but it's so, what I'm saying is, Vera, is it your fault?
Oh.
And everything is my fault. And wait, do your knees hurt yet, Madge?
No.
Okay, maybe because you're doing yoga, you'll probably have a little bit of a longer limber period. But
well, you know, don't get me wrong, a lot of things hurt.
Yeah, it just gets worse.
You know,
trust me.
The yoga thing is funny because, you know, I had to take, like, not last week, but the week before that off because my lower back hurt, you know, too much. And I have these wonderful teachers, but they're young and they think that everybody can do everything. And I finally realized, and I talked to my doctor too, I'm like, my lower back hurt. And I'm like, I think it's because we do these hop things where you got to hop forward and hop back. And I swear it's just, he's like, well, then don't do them. So I stopped doing them last week. And then I was able to go to 5 classes in a week.
Wow.
And I'm fine again. So it's like, I have to learn to listen to my body first before I listen to 20-somethings.
We've all been listening to your body for years.
Yeah, that's true, but that's a little different. But yeah, it's
God,
just,
is today's program sponsored by
Jerry Toll?
Depends, or
what? Honey, you're not that far from us, so get past it.
Oh, please. I am a youthful 35, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've
ain't
got
nothing youthful about 35.
Hey. It's true. You're old, honey, but you're not as old as I am. I've got nearly 20 years on you, and oh, what you've got to look
and
forward to.
I'm even
to.
Older than Vera, but because I do yoga, I'm limber.
That's right. My husband, for example, is 47. He will be 48 in December of this year and has never stopped exercising, using the little weight bench, doing the whole thing, and walking on the treadmill. He is beginning to have the severe aches and pains of age. You can't avoid them.
You can't avoid them.
They're going to happen.
The only thing you can do is ignore them as much as possible. Take a lot of Advil, and when it debilitates you, lay off for a few days. Because it does sometimes.
Can we please have a background noise of some Lawrence Welk playing?
What is with you demanding all these production things? You know it didn't happen last week. If you listened to the show last week, you'll notice your request for background music went on.
Just one more reason for people to make contributions to our
good
effort.
Good idea.
That was a conscious decision on my part. Because you demanded it, I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, surprise! Uh-huh. Oh, I forgot I'm ending everything in a scream! Sorry.
Thank you.
That reminds me, I have something. Oh, it's a little controversial that I would normally talk about off there. It's not controversial
in the sense that it's
not like criticism or anything like that.
I love it.
But I'm thinking of, and I have to, I can't. It's not a decision I make on my can make on my own because it's a group show. But, you know, we've, thanks to some lovely audience members, I've managed to find pretty much all the old shows from this program. And I've only reposted the one that Vera, you know, went crazy about last week. What I'm wondering is, because I'm going to be doing this with some of my material, is what if we charged for some of the old material for downloads?
Fine with me.
Churd.
Well, I mean, if there's a market for it, sure. If it doesn't sell after a while, I'd say, you know.
Okay. Now,
of course, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Yes, please sell it.
Since Reagan's going to be off the show.
Do we have to pay Reagan?
Well, that was the other question.
And do we have to pay the other individuals?
No, we're not putting those shows up. Okay. So that's not. I'm not putting those super old shows.
Because you know they will.
No. I have no interest.
Although,
in
you
it.
Know, controversy is good to our show.
You know, the only reason I don't do that is I can't. I just can't listen to it. I just don't want to. I don't want to listen.
Absolutely.
I just
fine.
Don't want to go there. And it's very clear in my.
How are you going to charge for it?
Oh, I have a system. I have a system, but there's a software that it's like you buy and it goes on your website.
Now, theoretically and practically, I really wouldn't be entitled to any of that money because I'm not involved in those old shows.
Oh. So then do we split it three-way with Reagan for the old shows?
I would think that that would be the fair thing to do since I'm not involved in those old shows and people are certainly not buying them to hear me.
Well, and she's disgustingly rich and has a staff. I mean, you know, that's probably the main reason, but...
And we could also we could just also say, assuming it works, we could just take only have the most recent 10 shows on the feed and charge for everything else.
Well, why don't you? I mean, you know, yeah, whatever. Whatever you want, we can have this discussion offline. Okay. I'm sure
but
people
But we never talk offline, so that's the thing. People love to talk about meta shit because everybody has an opinion about things that don't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, not that it doesn't matter. It matters to three people, but it's not of consequence to really anything. But okay, I know where you guys stand, so at least I can at least pursue it a little. Anyway, I'm going to do it on my own show first, so it wouldn't be anytime soon. So.
All right, you know, there was something you said two shows ago, Madge, that you glossed over very quickly. I have no idea if you'll want to expound upon it, but I was so fascinated by what you said, but we got quickly... taken off the topic. Okay. And what we were talking about the show that shall go nameless now because Wanda gets her panties in a fucking bunch. And we were talking about you viewed it as emotional porn and you equated it to the industry that you're in right now.
Yes.
And what you started to say was something like what we do is we tear the people's sexuality away from them or I'm misquoting
tear
you,
it
but
apart.
Yeah, you tear. Could you just expand upon that, because that's a fascinating topic, because I know
it's exploitation.
But so basically you're leaving these models, I mean, you're just, not you personally, but the industry is taking these people, scraping what they need from them, then tossing them aside, basically? And are the models... scarred from that? Are they affected by
that? Well, you know, it's okay. Yes, but it's consensual. And that's the tricky. Right. That's what makes it tricky. And that's what, you know, I think it works. I think like the porn industry works really well when it is independently controlled or not independently controlled, but controlled by
local or controlled by individuals versus conglomerates.
Right, like if you're a cam girl, you have your own camera set up at home. Nobody's making money off it but you, and you manage your little micro business. I mean, then you're exploiting yourself. But you can still have the effect of, you know, it can still have a detrimental effect on you, but really that's nobody's business but yours. It's not an easy subject. I do, and I don't know. I mean, a lot of, I've found in my personal experience, despite stereotypes and how you're not supposed to use them, that pretty much 95% of the people that are in porn have been had some sort of sexual abuse as kids.
Is that true? I mean, is there actual research or is that just sort of a...
I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out. I'm not going from research. I'm just anecdotal. But... you know, and a lot of it is just need for money. A lot of it is just pure economics. I mean, I know people that, you know, I have one friend who did prostitution here, which is similar, of course, in United States and, you know, never had health insurance. And then he moved to Germany and, you know, now he has a regular job and he has insurance because the government pays for it. But I don't know, maybe I'm veering from the topic that you were... trying to get at. What were
well, you? It was such a profound statement that because there was so much behind it, and I just wanted to probe deeper. Well, but I think what you're saying right now is it would be difficult. You're in a difficult position to probe deeper at this point. No pun intended.
Yeah, it is. But I don't really mind it that much. You know, I'm not really worried about who's going to hear this or what I'm going to say or whatever. But the thing is, I actually, as strange as it sounds, I think it's more applicable to a show like Big Brother than it is to porn. Because the one thing about porn is it's kind of honest in its exploitation. You know, like, for example, On the Big Brother, sorry, Wan Turd. On the Big Brother last Thursday, this guy Matt got kicked off the show. Right. Afterwards, he goes to Julie Chen, who's the president of CBS's wife, in a horrible, horrible robotic interviewer. Just nice, wears nice clothes, that's it, and sparkles. And she says, like, well, what did you think about Britney? And he said, some blah, 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 she's just a succubus. She said, and Julie Chen said, we can't say that on this show. That, yeah, language. This is a family show. And he's like, it's not. She's like, well, it's not the word, but you know, we try to keep this show.
What?
Yeah. But, yeah.
No, it's not a bad word.
Of course.
It was a stupid moment, Wanda. It was so, she just really showed her ignorance there.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And she did that to Reagan too when he talked about, you know, when Britney talked about farting, it was fine. When Reagan talked about farting being, and referencing, you know, insinuating that it was a queef, then it was different. But anyway, the point is that, okay, here we have a show that is so exploitative and destructive that it destroys people, you know, and it displays the absolute worst in American society. You know, just that you put a bunch of people together and it's all about ripping each other to shreds to make $500,000. And, you know, in order to get some sort of fame and be completely delusional, putting people in prison for a couple months to destroy each other so that they need therapy afterwards, and putting all the stuff that, you know, that they don't, you know, and censoring the hell out of it like the Chinese government. And that is family friendly. It's very dishonest. You know, porn, everybody knows it's fucking exploitation. You can't put it on TV. You can't show it anywhere. Without, you know, a lot of legal shit.
What effect does it have on the, to use the word model just cracks me up, but I don't know what other term to use.
Actor.
On the performance.
Sex worker?
Oh. No. Act? Oh, see, Trotsky's upset now.
Yeah, he is. Model worker.
Are you getting food delivered again?
No.
All right.
He's just barking at someone.
The people that perform, the performers in porn, I guess you wouldn't know what kind of lives they have outside of that industry. And if sexuality becomes, if it becomes something that doesn't mean anything, go ahead.
It's not that it doesn't mean anything. Most of the people that I've talked to about it, and I have asked them, they say, pretty much all of them, say they love sex. It's like, I wouldn't peg them as sex addicts necessarily, because I don't know how to do that. But they say that they love sex so much, and to do it, to get paid for it, is like a no-brainer. So. Oh.
Well, okay. And I would tend to think too, and I don't know, but you know, a lot of times I think people just assume that, you know, it's a, that people who are in porn, it's a tragedy. They're being exploited and taken advantage of. But at the same time, I would tend to think that that it's just because we have such, it's because of the way we treat sex in our society, and because of the way we view sex and how uncomfortable we are, that you know, it's kind of almost that thing where, like, if you looked at gay people and you measured their, you know, like the levels of drug abuse and drug addiction. Careful about what?
Measuring gay people.
No, I'm just saying if you took
gay... It was a joke. It was a penis-sized joke.
Oh,
Wanda.
Okay. Anyway. That, you know, people measure or... look at, you know, the rates of substance abuse in the gay community, and then infer that because there is a lot of substance abuse, that it's somehow the being gay that's creating the substance abuse problem, when it might just be society's attitudes towards that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that that porn in and of itself is somehow destructive, but it might be because of the way our society treats sex that it attracts people who are self-destructive. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my topic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of rotten, but it's also not rotten because I get
paid. Are you still okay being in that industry? Is it, what are the downsides of it?
I like being in the industry. It's fun. I don't like most of the shoots that I do for the studios that I work for are with condom, and I really don't like bareback shoots.
Uh-huh.
And anything related to it, so that would be my problem.
Now, now I'm curious about the like barebacks the studios that do film bareback porn.
Yeah.
Do they have like a strict system in place, or is it really just like, how does that work? Because I'm curious. They're, like,
I mean, I can't speak for all studios.
Well, I
mean,
no, I just thought maybe you knew.
We have a system, and it's like, you know, it's, well, I can tell you the system and what I think it should be. I mean, the system is like, yeah, you have to provide proof that you're HIV negative, a recent test within the past 3 months.
Because there was...
If you do, it may not be 3 months, it may be 1 month, I don't really know, because I don't handle that part. But they do require a test. Now, if the model comes in and says, well, I'm negative, or I'm positive, then they'll pair them up with another positive person. Now, I do not like that strategy. I don't personally like the idea of asking for proof. I like my eye because it's, I think it gives a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. The way I think it should be done is, look, you're doing a bareback shoot. If you're not HIV positive, you're going to be. Any questions?
Yeah.
Period. Because if you think you can go into a shoot because somebody has a piece of paper 3 months old that says they had a negative HIV test, means you're in any way safe. You're just fucking, you're probably, and this is the something that's common with models, is they don't tend to have a lot of education. They their knowledge of STDs and how things get infected are really,
oh my God,
know,
even educated people have no idea. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Well, they like think that chops can't get it, that sort of thing. A lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of misinformation. So that's why, you know, I would prefer to just say, look, you're HIV if you're not HIV positive, you're going to be. So understand that and sign this, which says you agree to it.
Oy.
That is true.
I know.
Well, there was just a major porn star who just announced he was HIV positive.
Who?
Mason Wyler.
Is he a straight porn star?
No, he's...
is this Mason Reese?
No, Mason Wyler. I don't know who that is. Who's that?
He is a child
lovely
actor.
A redheaded
oh,
boy.
From years ago.
No,
he was an ugly little troll.
In my perusing of gay news for Big Gay News, I came across the story of...
What's his name again?
Mason Wyler. He's one of those, like, he's got his own brand, but it's part of a, you know, they're all part of a studio somehow.
Right, right,
but,
right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But he is, you know...
Now he's coming out with his own line of HIV test kits.
Well, hey, I mean, anything to pay for your meds.
The Mason Wyler dipstick.
Oh my God, I'm looking at his website. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of a tragic.
Yeah, I've seen him in porn. No wonder. Yeah, I can understand that he would. Yeah, he was kind of a whore.
I was going to say, you know, playing into stereotypes, I think he's a big old bottom.
Yeah, mega bottom. Yeah, he is.
But this is kind of a depressing topic.
Isn't that the most likely way?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's depressing, or yeah, isn't that the most
likely? Yeah, it is most likely, but the thing is, it's like it's a numbers game. So even if, let's say, and I'm not saying that it is, but let's say there's a 1% chance of getting it from, let's say 1 in 100 HIV cases come from, you know, being the top. And let's say 95 or something from being the bottom. The problem is if you have sex 100 times without a condom, then you're at 100% likelihood.
Yeah.
So it's a basic lack of knowledge of statistics, which comes down to poor education. I mean, of course, now people are going to know that and still do it, which is a different story.
Well, certainly, education alone. I mean, you know, yeah. Take your clothes
and there's accidents
off
too, and there's broken condoms, and there's the fact that humans are humans.
Why?
What?
I'm just saying that there are people that lie, so that... In and of itself as a whole.
Oh, really?
They do.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean about being positive?
Yes, I'm just saying people lie about being positive or negative. And
that. See, that's just unbelievable to me.
We just had a case locally not too long ago that got everybody's undies in a bunch about a guy who supposedly was positive and having unprotected sex. But, you know, and then one of the people that had unprotected sex with this guy and became positive, or says that he became positive as a result, because, you know, that's not definitive either. Everybody sort of came to the rescue of this person who claimed he'd been infected by this guy who was playing fast and loose with his HIV status. But then there was a very significant, loud group that said, well, if you're having unprotected sex with someone, you know, thinking that just because they tell you they're negative, that doesn't absolve yourself from the personal responsibility of your actions. And it was interesting to sort of watch the conversation and people sort of pick sides.
I'm going to read this. I was just looking at the article. So this is what an Advocate article said interviewing this guy. What have you learned? What would you go back and do anything differently? And he writes, I'd like to say I would, that I'd be 100% safe, that I wouldn't be as promiscuous, but that's really hard to say. It's not like I learned anything new, because I never thought I was invincible. I never thought it couldn't happen to me. I knew all the risks. I knew each time I participated in unsafe sex, it was a good possibility I might get something. It's like saying after you get shit-faced drunk and you wake up the next day with the worst hangover that you're never going to drink again. It's very difficult to adhere to that.
Yeah. So it says, like, it's almost like he's saying he's
addicted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Vera, are you addicted to getting fisted in the bottom?
Yeah, remember we talked about the fact by amputees?
Oh, that's right, midget.
Oh, yeah. Cheryl showed me a horrible footing video.
You said Cheryl.
I know, we didn't. Well, I want to give you some work. And I didn't even I don't think we had any last week, did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, my God, but she showed me a video of somebody getting stump-footed.
Oh.
Stump-foot.
That's pretty.
You know, I wonder what she actually watches when she masturbates.
That?
Do you think?
Fannies? Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think she watches? Normal people having sex? That's disgusting to her.
Like hairless twinks having
sex?
Oh,
my God. She would rather watch women, I think. Well, you never mind. I don't have a...
You don't have a punchline.
Right. There's nothing there. Now I'm depressed thinking about AIDS and
yeah,
porn.
Great. Can we talk about something more?
Sure, you got a topic, Wanda?
Yeah, I saw Lady Gaga last night.
Oh, no.
That's great. You're supposed to end that with a shout.
Oh, wait. Last night I saw Lady Gaga!
Google.
Now, can I clear something up, please?
Yes.
I don't have anything against Lady Gaga, because I truly have never... ever seen her, and I think I've only heard that song "Ooh La Ooh Ah Ah," so I can't pass a judgment on Lady Gaga.
And I really think Madge needs to take a second look, and one that is disabused of any preconceived.
Honey, I have downloaded every single album and listened to all of them.
But I want you to see her perform live.
I have seen her. I've seen her perform.
You've not
on
seen
television.
Her perform live.
Correct.
But I do stand shoulder to shoulder with Madge in our hatred of Madonna.
You know what? I will say this, and I said this last night, and I felt like I was going to get gay bashed, but by the gays. But I just think Lady Gaga is a much better performer. Now, I've never seen Madonna live, but she actually Lady Gaga sat down at the piano and played the songs that she's written herself and sang them with a voice that, you know, is clearly very good. And you know, Madonna's never going to have done that.
And I like when she does that. But the thing is, she's still most of her. She, in order to please the producers and the crowd and everything else, most of her stuff and the stuff that gets popular is overproduced from hell. Like, it's all just turns into one flat sound wave.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think there's but underneath it, there is a level of creativity.
Listen, I don't like pop music. I'm not going to pretend I do. I don't like pop music.
I don't care. And let me just say this, and I'll shut up. That her message...
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Oh, shut up. You are not one to talk. tranny.
Listen, get on with it. We have 15 more minutes.
Oh, fuck
I'm
off.
Not a tranny.
Out.
I'm a yes, man with a woman's
stop
name.
Lying
with a
paper
mache pie hole.
Yes.
Yes, with a paper mache pie
that
hole.
That was a
stop
good one.
Lying. She
it
has
wasn't
a message
it was okay,
that I
man.
Think.
It wasn't good.
Shut up! She has a message that is refreshing to hear somebody sit up there, and she constantly is telling people to believe in themselves and to not listen. And she's constantly, you know.
No, I should believe in myself. I don't watch Oprah.
Yeah, but there are
I don't go to the library and see 5,000 self-help
books. There are
books.
So many people in this, you know, so many people just going about their business, and all the, you know, the messages they constantly hear in this culture are you're fat, you're ugly, you're not good enough, you're disgusting, you're never going to be, you know, enough. And she spends the entire night telling these people that, you know, don't listen to the haters and don't listen to people tell you that you can't do it. You're a star and I believe
right.
in
it's
you.
It's all about you.
Yeah, but
like either way, it's all about you. Whether you're too fat and you're sending negative message or you're sending positive message, either way, it's all about you. The message I would like to hear is it's all about everyone else. It's about everyone but you. It's about everyone.
I would love to hear that too. A little
I don't know
less.
If people don't believe
everybody
in
is
themselves.
Not a star and stars aren't stars.
She's not
stars
saying
are
everybody's
who...
a star. She's saying everybody is beautiful and each one of these people deserves to be whatever it is that they want to be in the world and they should
well,
believe
in themselves.
Well,
you know what? I grew up with Mr. fucking Rogers. I don't need
yeah,
him as a grown up.
Fine. I think we should just tell everybody to kill themselves because there's no hope in the world.
It's who look, I mean, of course, it's wonderful to send out a message saying love yourself, your but it's also very trite and to an intelligent person, I think, insulting.
I
mean, come
so
on. It's like these self-help books like Eckhart Tolle. Oh, my God. I've actually read him because he's so bad. And it's like he goes there and he takes these, you know, things that the Buddha said a zillion years ago and recycles them in retard language. And he acts like, you know, the only way to you know, to love everything is to look inside and see God. Really? Ah, oh, I didn't know that. It's like the same thing. She's telling people obvious things that but psyches that are destroyed by pop culture can't seem to process.
I think anytime somebody stops and tells people that they're beautiful and they need to believe in themselves in this day and age at that level of, you know, mainstream crap, I think that's a huge success.
Right. Well,
because
yeah.
the messages that they're hearing everywhere else are not telling them those things. It's that they're not good enough, they're fat, they're never going to be able to do anything, and it keeps people from believing in themselves and then, by extension, being able to change anything in the world so that they just sit on their ass and...
It would mean something...
I'm not saying she's the second coming of Christ. I'm just saying it was nice to sit in the audience and hear somebody spew out a positive message.
Christ never came the first time I'm Jewish.
Positive message for once.
If she looked like, what's that, Susan, the lady that did the American Idol? It was so hideous.
That's
Susan
not
Boyle.
American
Susan
Idol,
Boyle, whatever,
was...
Britain's Got Talent, yeah. If she looked like her and said that, well, then I could believe it. But the fact is, Lady Gugu is beautiful, and
but
she is
all she's not. Have
things.
You seen her? She grew up being the ugly one. She, you know, grew up with...
Oh, Christ, she's not ugly. She's ugly for a superstar,
she's
yeah.
She's a hairy Italian girl.
She's ethnic. She's not ugly.
No, but she, you know, her whole message is I grew up being a misfit and, you know, being the weird one and people kept shitting on me and I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a star. And she is. So God, I just think, I don't think there's anything wrong with giving people, you know, something to believe in.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's just trite.
It doesn't work for you, but I guarantee you there are those people that when they say things like that to you, you hear it. And if those 13-year-old girls out there who are starving themselves and, you know, suicidal hear it, then, you know.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with all the advertisements that we can't seem to stop. It's all about, I mean, who is giving the messages that she's repelling or speaking out against?
What do you mean? Society.
Well, I mean, like, but society more specifically.
Pick up a magazine.
Yeah.
Turn on the television, watch reality programming. I mean, you know, what have you been railing against for the last...
No, I'm not denying it. I'm just saying who, as a point of discussion. It's basically advertising. It's products.
Well, okay.
It's giant corporations that control everything, controlling everything. Just like the same people that caused the Iraq War and every other bad thing that's gone on in this country for the past 100 years. It's fucking greed. So, you know, I think it's great that she tells people that, but it's not going to stop all those messages
from
coming.
But who's making that argument? Nobody's making that argument that she is, that she's stopping that. I'm just making the point that she's giving a positive message to people in a culture that is not very rife with positive messages. I'm not saying she's preventing the downfall of Western civilization with her, you know, unique and heretofore unheard of message of positivity. But I thought it was nice to hear somebody say, believe in yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I love her.
I'm not asking you to love her.
I'm going to watch her some more. I'm going to undelete all of my MP3s.
Whatever. You can take your attitude and shove it up your big, fat, bloated cunt.
Girls, you're both pretty.
People get so defensive about Gugu.
Absolutely not, but I just don't see why there is such an intense dislike. Everybody has the things that speak to them that are juvenile and not necessarily the most... I don't know. I guess I just...
Honey, you're the one that brought her up. I had no interest in discussing her again. You brought her up because you were excited. You saw the show was great. But that doesn't mean I'm going
to
like her, too.
I don't think she's, you know... Okay, let's move
on. I'm not saying she's bad. I'm not saying she's doing anything... She's
I feel like there is
good.
Nothing I could have said that you would not have had the response that you had. Which is fine, which I should have just kept my mouth shut and not brought it up.
You can't prove that. You can't prove that. That's like saying, if I was a woman, you would never do that. You know, those kind of arguments.
Well, people can continue to listen to the program and make their own judgments.
The bottom line is, I just think that you are overstating the good that actually comes out of what she's doing. That's all.
Sure. I disagree.
All right. You're allowed. All right, so we have 6 more minutes. What else should we talk about besides the stupid cunt? And I don't mean Wanda.
Oh, I know that. You know, I had to stay out of it because I'm ill-informed. Yeah. But we need to move forward. So let's move forward.
All right, let's check the news.
Is everybody going to watch the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon this coming Labor Day weekend?
I'm not a fan of retards, so no.
Good Lord, is he still doing that?
Ouch, God, Wanda. You know, he was an icon, an idol of mine growing up, and
I saw him in Fiddler on the Roof. You know,
we talked about God. That must have been just the most miserable fucking experience. But there's something so resonant about that telethon because I've watched it since I was a little boy, and I've watched it every year, and it's really funny because it really has nothing to do with Jerry Lewis, and yes, I do contribute. Yeah, it's all about this feeling that having that stupid show on in the background for 21 hours, it's an amazing kind of resonance and nostalgic feeling. So
okay, I just have to say you're both being retarded today.
Oh,
first the Lady Gaga, now that you're the Jerry Lewis telethon. What's next? Can we talk about?
Why don't we talk about Big Brother for 6 hours, please?
Well, we could.
Yeah,
but actually, it's gotten so bad. It's gotten to the point where it's as interesting as watching a morgue. Yeah, so they're all just either crying or sleeping. It's just so pathetic.
They're sleeping or eating, and then Enzo's going like there. When he's eating, and I want to club him like a baby seal. But we don't need to talk about Big Brother. I think, Madge, perhaps you should take a moment and look at yourself and wonder if everybody around you is being a certain way. Perhaps it might be you and not them.
What are you talking about?
You're being an asshole. Ooh la ooh ah ah. Ooh ah ooh ah ah.
There's nobody around me.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking to two people, and you chewed Wanda's head off, and you chewed my head off.
Yeah, well, you choose to take it a certain way and being tongue-in-cheek, oh, moron.
Oh, sure.
Oh, now we're being,
now we're,
be,
just
we're being tongue-in-cheek. And that's the way, what I always get all the time. You know, I get Vera back off. Relax, Vera. He's just,
oh, come
pulling.
On. I was
He's
serious. Just, but when I say she, let's stop talking about that stupid cunt, that was totally over the top. Come on.
Oh, yes. Okay. So what do we talk about now for the next 4 minutes?
Orlando's parliament house is in foreclosure. The end of an era. Let's see. I'm trying to find topics.
You're supposed to do that before we sit down to record.
It would have been nice. We could have, you know, I don't know. I think in future we should do what we used to do, where we each bring a topic to the table.
Right.
Because I would have been a whole hog for discussing the white power rally that took place on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial earlier this week.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Glenn. Uncle Glenn's cabin.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened there? I don't really... It's one of those things that I kind of chose to ignore because it looked so disgusting.
Well, he was wresting the civil rights movement from the...
Lady Gaga was
the
there.
The clutches
she performed.
Of...
Shut up.
No, Sarah Palin was there, though, but she's sort of the conservative Lady Gaga.
Well, what does that tell you? Oh, oops.
I was making a fucking joke, you fat dyke.
No, you weren't. You were serious, you and I'm
fat,
upset.
Fat dyke.
I'm very upset.
You fat old dyke. Okay.
How dare you insult Sarah?
You fat poops slut dyke. Now I feel better.
You betcha.
No, well, she.
Ain't coming close to an insult. So
he wanted to wrest the civil rights movement back from the clutches of those evil black people.
Yeah.
He actually said that he wanted to take back the civil rights movement. And he said that he had no idea that he was holding his rally on the same day that Martin Luther King. Was on the Lincoln, the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. But the good news was he was a few steps down.
You know, he strikes me as, and this may be totally off base, but he strikes me as somebody who is, you know how I've heard that in like these 12-step programs, they have these gurus who go around and speak on different circuits. And, you know, they can go to their head a little bit, but basically they stay within the realm of their recovery and all this.
Yeah.
He is an AA guru gone like mad scientist, crazy Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I've compared him to being an untreated alcoholic because that's exactly what he is. He's all he got like a few minutes of the speech, you know, and then
but he totally uses it as a weapon. And
absolutely.
He misuses it.
There is a wonderful interview on Fox after the rally that he did with what's his name? The son of the guy who was on 60 Minutes, who has he interviews people. Anyway. Anyway, this interview, you just listen to him and there is nothing of substance. He says absolutely nothing that.
He's an idiot and he has a chalkboard.
But he's
and
dangerous.
He draws pictures.
I think he's more dangerous than any Republican or conservative ideologue who actually.
Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, yes.
Yeah.
Because he. Doesn't have
a brain,
any particular ideology. He is solely out to
for himself,
and those people are dangerous.
Yep.
Finally, something we can agree on.
And last week we had to find something we didn't agree on.
I know.
Glenn Struggle. Beck is my uncle.
That doesn't mean you like him. Look at your parents.
Ow.
Stop using sex as a weapon. Ugh. So anyway, I have to go to Atlanta for Gay Black Pride this weekend. Not something I'm particularly excited about.
You are you filming it?
We're doing the Blatino Awards. Blatino is a new race caused by blacks having sex with Latinos. The Blatino Awards. So I'm
isn't that called like quadroon?
I don't
oh my
know.
Lord. Oh my god. Hi yella.
I love octoroon.
I don't know how many runes it is. But it's a mess, and I'm not looking forward to it, and I'm going to be in a hotel staying with a blogger who I've never met. And I don't really know what I'm doing except for shooting porn. But at least I'll make money.
I'm sorry, but I am hard-pressed to see you in a hotel room with a stranger for during Black Pride for the sole purpose of shooting porn. This needs to be filmed. You need to have Cheryl come along with you and film.
Listen, we live stream all of our shoots, so you can do that. But you have to pay. It's pay.
And do they see you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We used to do it on Cam 4, and I would have just put the laptop out and, you know, shoot like a third view. But people didn't like that because it's too far away, and they want to see all the business. So generally, I'm not in it. But
see all the what?
The business.
Oh, business. Okay.
Yeah, the business. You know,
business.
All up in there.
Business.
All up in there.
But then next week, I'm going a week from – so Thursday, I'm going to Black Pride. A week from Thursday, I'm going to Europe for 3 weeks.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for work or play?
It's for pleasure.
Pleasure.
And what part of Europe are you going to?
Well, not sure, but I think so far it looks like Amsterdam, Berlin, Munich, London, maybe others, maybe not some of those.
You're a jet setter, Madge.
Good and Christ. Are you making sure that you're splitting our contributions three ways?
Oh, yeah, right. That's where I get it. You know, this is something we should talk about too sometime, is that people in America have this block about world travel.
You know
this trip is costing me less than if I were to go to Miami Beach for like a week. I mean, much less. The airfare is free. It costs me $50 because I'm using Air Miles. And I'm staying on people's couches. So the only costs are like transportation, and they have these new ways to travel. Not new, but they have these. There are ways to travel in Europe on these discount airlines that cost you like $20 because, you know, you take all the frills out because they get you on all the extras. So it's actually a really cheap way to travel. And it's really the day to day won't cost me any more than living in Chicago. So it's really the only thing that I lose money on is not being able to work. But actually, I'm going to bring work with me. So, I mean, it's.
They don't got blacks in Europe. Latinos?
No. Oh, well, they're Portuguese and Spanish. They're much better looking.
Portuguese?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's like there's this mystique that people who are world travelers and are like somehow, you know, rich and it's just not like that. Like my friends in Holland, they always travel, and like a lot of them make like $15 an hour, and they'll be like traveling all over the place. And everybody travels, you know, they'll go to like Brazil for 3 weeks or something, you know, because they have their little travel period. And of course, you know, it helps that the country requires 25 working days of vacation each year. That doesn't hurt. Matters either. You know.
Yeah. Well, they're not busy paying off.
Healthcare
hospital
bills.
Bills.
Yeah, but that's un-American. It's socialism.
I want to go back to Asia, but it's just the cost to just fly there is prohibitive. It costs like $2,000 to fly to Japan.
Yikes.
Really?
Well, it's like 16. I mean, you know, anywhere from 1600 to 1800 bucks. Yeah.
Well, you need to get a job teaching English or something for a semester or something.
Oh, like joy. Let me find 30 other things I'd rather do.
Oh, really?
I did that for a while when I was in college, and I'd rather get gangbanged by
why
a bunch of crystal meth addicts.
Did they bukkake you?
It's just, I shouldn't say that. I actually had a decent experience. It's just very, I don't know, boring.
You don't like it?
No.
It's just not your thing.
No, because I don't want to learn English. I know English.
English.
Well, I don't know.
Can you imagine the three of us? I think the three of us should go to, we should podcast from Japan.
Yeah, except we couldn't have Vera on TV.
Why?
Because she doesn't show her face.
Well, we could just carry her around.
Unless she puts a big paper mache on her head.
I was going to say.
I could wear something lovely and concealing.
I'll just put a bag on her head.
We would be scary. I would go.
I think the Japanese would absolutely love and adore the both of you.
I think we should go on tour.
Because you're weird. You're both oddballs.
Not like you.
No,
well, perfectly adorable.
Well, I'm saying that they would love the three of us because we're all sort of bizarre, and people would have to look at us and try to figure us out.
Maybe somebody in the audience who lives in Japan or something wants to organize this for us. I'd be for it. I'm always up for a good traveling. Because I'm a traveling gal.
All
and
over
I,
the well, world.
Haven't made that many friends. All right. Well, that was a fun show. Not really. But I'm so glad I got to be your host today. And I'm Madge Weinstein. And with me, we have Vera saying goodbye. Bye. Say bye. And whatever you want to say.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you two today, lovely ladies. I'm going to go immediately to my Amazon.com account and download all of Lady Gaga's albums because I am excited to become a Gagaite. And you can find me on VeraSpeaks.com.
You know, you don't have to pay for it, you moron.
I pay for things because it's the right thing to do.
Oh, goody, goody.
She's a rich white lady.
Yeah.
No, I'm not rich, honey. I am so. Let me tell you something. Before we go on with the goodbyes, let me clear something.
I know you're not rich. You just have a $300,000 Winnebago. I know.
That I have to pay for.
Okay. Let's go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I'm done. I'm not rich. And I'm, you know.
You're not rich. You're just overextended.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? You're overextended?
Yeah. I'm overextended just like everybody else in this fucking country.
Fair enough. I am too.
Right. We all are. So, bye-bye.
Very overextended. And VeraSpeaks.com. And Wanda, what would you like to say?
I would just like to say that everybody is beautiful, and I love you all. And I want you to know that no matter what people tell you, no matter how ugly people are to you, you are beautiful, and you can be anything in the whole wide world. WandaWisdom.com.
Well, and this is Madge Weinstein saying, you can be as beautiful as you want. All I know is I'm ugly and I'm going to stay that way. You can find me at yeastradio.com and we'll see you next week. Remember, you can donate money to this wonderful showgram, eatthishotshow.com. Have a nice day.
Doodles.
Bye.
Whatever. You can take your attitude and shove it up your big, fat, bloated cunt.